Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. In a mighty way, the best of friends we are. Now, Muriti Mraka, I'm looking also Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28, and I go verse to verse, you know, because it's just like a hit all the time. It's just like a hit, you know. And so in Isaiah 40 verse 28 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting Yahuwah, the Elohim, the Creator of the ends of the earth." Check it out, comma. "Neither faints nor is weary." Full stop. Check it out. It says, "His understanding is unsearchable." I don't know which aspect of unsearchable should we really define it. His understanding is beyond our own attempts to search and analyze. And that is what makes him Yahuwah. That is what makes him perfect, almighty. We cannot figure him out unless he reveals things to us. What say you, Muruti?
Yeah, amazing, amazing. You know, I mean, these things are wonderful contradictions, in that we have to pursue him, yet we can't find him by our searching. And it frustrates us. The book of Isaiah, of late, you know, last year and now, I'm currently in the book of Yeshayahu by the leading of the Spirit. And as we are saying, mystery, something hidden, something unknown, but which has been made known by revelation. He's now been revealing to me the book in its essence, that it's divided in sections. Yes, I know theologians have actually said that and said concerning that book, what sections are there, because I came across some of the things which they are saying. However, the Spirit showed me something which I haven't heard from theologians. I haven't seen. I don't say none has discovered it. I don't know. Or none has had it revealed to them. I wouldn't say that categorically. But what I want to say is, when one in Hamashiach, being led by the Spirit of Hamashiach and the Father, then you can find that you pursue where the Spirit takes you to pursue. And he reveals to you things which you would never otherwise have known. Now, in this book, what the Spirit of God has shown me is, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh will first express who he is in a way that Yeshayahu as the prophet can see that, yeah, this is huge and this is beyond comprehension. And he is, if we talk cleanliness, he is so clean that me, who can see my spot, have to cower before him. If we talk about strength, when he reveals his strength, I am made to stop and say, I am puny before him. It does not matter what aspect he reveals. You start to stand back and say, no, 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 no. Woe is me. It's only when you have that revelation and not the total revelation of him, his totality, because it's impossible, but what he chooses to reveal to us of his glory. And that's what he did with Yeshua. Then, after showing him that, he would show him the failure of his people, which is also a mystery in itself. Right now, as I'm talking, there are many of us who are discovering the mystery of Israel. And they want to take us back to Israel. Because they are missing the mystery. The mystery is, that's a doctrine. Elohim started in Genesis to speak to us as humanity. His focus and his desire, his love is for all of humanity, not only Israel. But he chose Abraham so that he could create a nation through which he could reveal his mystery. They are not the focus. The focus is him towards all of us. But he chose this because it's how he chooses to teach us. Now, he chose Yeshayahu, that the very people I have chosen and selected and set aside to be exclusive. That's why he was saying to them, destroy the pillars, destroy everything which demonically the enemy is using to try and reveal things which he came to know and which are actually limited. The very people who can, boast, we are not sinners of the nation, he shows to Yeshayahu. Look what they have done. Look how they deal with me. Look how they are masters in the rituals, their hearts are far from me.
Mm.
And then he always completes that picture with showing us a glimpse of the Messiah.
Mm.
From chapter 1 to chapter 4, if one sits down and looks at it carefully, we'll see these three things. We'll see a glimpse of the Messiah. That is where the hope lies. From chapter 5 to chapter 12, chapter 5 is a song, chapter 12 is a song. If you look at them, the song that starts shows how those who are his have failed, his vineyard. But then, what does he do in chapter 6? He reveals the Messiah to Yeshayahu, to the point that Yeshayahu says, oh, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. I am living amongst the people of unclean lips. And what does it say? Who shall we send? Who will be an apostle for us? He says, I will. And he says to him, go and tell them. And then he starts saying, they can see, but they don't really see. They can hear, but they don't really hear. And if they could perceive with their hearts, they could turn to me and I would heal them. There are many sections. You touched on the one section now, which is part of a section, chapter 40. When it opens, it says, comfort ye, my people.
Mm.
There. I'm going to send you another comforter.
Mm.
It's one story. And when we look at that, he now reveals that he, as Yeshayahu, as you'd have a say, as Yahuwah, you cannot search him by your own ability. Yeah. You need to come back to him.
Yes.
Let him be the one who reveals his story.
Mm.
Who has believed our report?
Mm.
Chapter 52, when it finishes off, gives us a picture of the Messiah that he was disregarded. And then in chapter 53, as it starts now, he tells us he grew up like a tengarache plant.
A weakling.
But his the peace which we all seek and which once we think we have peace, suddenly we realize the vanity of humanity that we don't have. He says he was pierced for our peace. And then it continues all that. The book of Yeshayahu is, I stand in awe, my brother. Then I realize, wow, he was giving these things piece by piece as his doctrine. And when the Son now came, the apostle, the true apostle, all apostles which God raised before, these prophets, which he said, I raise them early in the morning and send them. By just using the word send, it means they were apostles. They were not the apostles. There is only one apostle. The apostle is Yeshua HaMashiach. The prophet is Yeshua HaMashiach. Because he says to Moshe, they have spoken well. By running away from wanting to hear from me directly, I am going to raise a prophet like you. And him, anyone that does not listen to him or obey him, he will be cut off. So he's been revealing the Messiah who in his faith, the gospel illuminates the glory of God, not the back part glory of God, but the true face-to-face glory of God. Because in chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he says, but we reflecting the image of the uncovered face are being transformed into that very image from glory to glory. This is, in other words, every little mystery that we, and I say little because the greatest mystery is himself, his glory himself. Yahuwah Abba. But these others I will call little, not because I undermine them, but because they are building towards the crescendo. Every little mystery that we get to see as his children, we don't have to run around boasting that, yeah, this is, I've got this revelation from God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because we are failing to understand what is he doing.
Absolutely.
When he reveals something to me, the one thing which it also does is it reveals how puny I am, how unworthy I am,
absolutely,
how in his grace, only in his grace and love, the agape love, is he bringing me in. And I'm going to conclude this, my brother, by going to what the Messiah gave us a story about. He gave us a story of two people. The one came, and they were all coming to the Father to pray, to talk to the Father whom they cannot see. But like my brother says, we come to him by faith. If somebody says, prove he exists, I can't. But I have come to accept he exists. That's faith. Now, these two came. The one came, and what the you know what actually is so foolish is that he's speaking to the one who says, I know everything from beginning to end. Is that show me a God who can say something before it happens and he brings it to pass. He comes and tells Yahuwah how good he is. Mm. The one person who had the revelation of me is the one who has not been looking upward. Mm. Not that Yudevave is up. In terms of our own description.
Mm.
But his whole attitude was the attitude of understanding the mystery. Mm-hmm. He hit his own chest and said, oh, Elohim, have mercy on me, a sinner. In that short statement, he has spoken the mystery, because Yudevaveh Yeshua HaMashiach says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me not to be a likeness of a rebel, like the cherubim, the cherub was anointed to become the very expression of rebellion. But he says, I have been anointed to evangelize the poor.
Mm.
And one of the sentences, when you go down, he says, I brought forgiveness to the shattered of heart.
Mm.
And one, he says, I have also come to send the traumatized to go and preach.
Mm.
If we got that mystery that we are the wounded ones who are preaching, we are not the know-alls who will boast of this, boast of that. It is the traumatized. It is the wounded. My brother, God has been showing me these things in my life that there are situations I can't go into. Let me give an example, just a quick one. There's a young woman who has passed on. I was like an uncle to this young woman from her being young. But I faltered, not regarding her, regarding her mother.
Mm.
And though I know I've been forgiven that, I've walked away from that situation, and I live in being exclusive as Yudevaveh is exclusive, and not by my own power, but my own ability.
Mm.
I mourn her separately. I can't mourn her with her people.
Mm.
And you know, the Spirit was showing me that it was your foolishness. I had sent you to be a member in that family,
mm,
to bring the comfort of the Spirit. You yielded to your own weaknesses,
yes,
and sin. And although those things have been wiped out in terms of me and Yudevaveh, me and the family, but I can't, because there are other ramifications which involve other people as well. I have to mourn alone. And he was showing me, he says, you see, this is the vanity of those that I sent. They don't realize, they don't have it all. They must walk as the traumatized, the wounded. They must recognize that all the time, that they rely solely on me to keep them one step ahead of the enemy. That's a mystery, my brother. The mystery is in Yeshua HaMashiach, and the Spirit he has sent us, the Holy Spirit, because he speaks constantly to each and every one of us when we are faced with situation, where there is no pastor, where there is no elder, where there is no deacon, where there is no fellow believer. You are on your own, but you are not on your own, because the Spirit of the Lord dwells in you, the one who created the heavens and the earth. And when he says don't, he has already given you the ability, mm-hmm. not to. Sure. And it's time we turned to the face of Yeshua HaMashiach, that we might receive grace and mercy in this opportunistic time for help.
Yeah. I hear you quite well, Muruti. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to the mystery concerning the Father, concerning the Creator, Yahuwah Elohim, concerning our Father, Unkulunkulu. And we need to hear from you as to what you make of this and what the Word says with regards to him. And some of the most ridiculous stories have come out, and Pastor Sam was talking on such. And Pastor Mraka has been speaking deeply on the issue of the humility that comes with the revelation of his mystery. And also that as a prerequisite, you know, because some of us who have had bits and pieces of revelations, we had gone, it's like a puzzle. We have gone on to actually pride ourselves, and even make a fortune out of that. Others, you know, have done that. And of course, as Pastor Mraka says, it's a topic of contrasts, and where he reveals himself in the way that he does, but man has a tendency of explaining him in the way that he wishes to explain him. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Bringing you closer to Christ, 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. Thank you so much to Babongani. Thank you also so much to, is it Wayne van Logerberg? Thank you to Eshla Andrews. Thank you very much to Mandlenkosi. I see your WhatsApps there. I will read them. Let me get to Pastor Sam on this issue also. Now, Pastor Sam, I'm looking at Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 18. For who has stood in the council of the Elohim? Who has stood? And the concept of taking a stand, it means who has had an authority. Because when you stand, you get an authority of attention, and an authority of dissertation, or an authority of talking a sense of something. And then the Word says then, therefore, in Jeremiah 23:18, for who has stood in the council of the Elohim and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? And this implies, therefore, there, who has fully come to be an authority in the word of the Elohim, except himself. This in itself a mystery. This in itself a mystery. What say you, sir?
Exactly that. This is a mystery because, you see, these are questions that the Almighty Father will ask, you know, when the people of Israel will decide to do whatever they feel like they could do, and they will decide to follow whatever they need to follow. They will decide to worship whatever they need to worship. And then after he has called that people, he has taken that people as his own and wanted to lead that people, or to lead the people of Israel. You see, what happened like in the book of Samuel, the book of 1 Samuel, when the people of Israel demand, they wanted to have a king. When they said, we want to have a king, Samuel had to cry and said, why this? And the Most High God says, no, they are not rejecting you, they are rejecting me. Now, the mere fact that they could not understand whatsoever that was leading them all along, that is what you call a mystery. We don't know how you've been led. First, from being in a wilderness, being protected, being kept in Egypt and taken out of Egypt, led in the wilderness, without anything that you could do, your feet, everything, your clothes and your shoes, you don't buy no factories, no nothing in the wilderness, but you could have shoes. Factory to make clothes, but you could have clothes. A butchery or no nothing, but you could have meat. You could have, manna. All these things, when people understand that, it makes people see, hey, we are not on the level of even explaining the one that is leading us.
Mm.
And when God asked questions like to Jeremiah, who is able to stand? It's like he's saying, who can counsel me? In other words, who can counsel me? Who can give me advice? Who can tell me what to do? He did exactly this with Job. See, Job, when I was creating the earth, we were not there. When I put all the, I put the sun and all this other, the moon on this side, the sun there, and all this, galaxies, you were not there. Mm. You did not give me advice. You cannot come today and tell me what you think that you can tell me. And today, that's why I say, as Ruth Malcolm mentioned something about humility, I say, it requires us to just, disappear. If I might use the word disappear, you disappear in his presence. You say, I'm a nobody. I cannot define this being. Ruth, you mentioned about someone who happened, I cannot remember the name, who happened to not believe that there was a God. But at the end of everything, the way things are happening, there must be someone above there who could do new things. Today, we can go around and try to explain, this one can explain, this one can explain that, but nobody can even explain the very way a human being is made up in the body. Mm. Even doctors, they cannot.
Mm.
That's come up and say, this is the way that things are made, because there are people who have gone to doctors, they are in good health. They've gone to doctor. They've done what is required of them to do, but they never conceived.
Mm.
And there are some, they did not even think about it, but they've conceived.
Mm.
Now, we need to come to a person who can do such a thing, who is able to go into the details, come up with something that when you see today, you say, wow, how did it come about? That is what the Elohim, the Father, is trying to say. Say, nobody can explain me. Nobody can tell who I am. Nobody can come up with the image.
Mm.
He came up, he told the people of Israel, you cannot equate me to an image. I'm not an idol.
Mm.
I am a being. I am God. That means if you want to come to me, you need to worship me you need to believe that I exist. Not making me into a smaller thing. That smaller thing cannot contain me. That smaller cannot do anything about it. Cannot explain who I am. And you go through, you come to the Messiah himself. When he comes, when he explained, I love what Muruti Mraka started with this. I think he mentioned John 17, when the Messiah was making a prayer. when he was trying to explain and say, the people that I have today, the people that you are the one who gave them to me, and whatever I've done, I've come to reveal, I've revealed to them your name. And the name is to know, that is, I mean, eternal life, is to know you. I've come to reveal them you by accepting you as the Father and accepting me as the Son that you've sent. And he said that I want you to glorify me so that I may glorify you. You know, when you come to that, you come to that and you say, you know, what is really this? You know, that's why I said, even Maurice, like I mentioned, that we, the only way we can come to that place of really being in that space of knowing, if I might use the word knowledge, is when we are in tune with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God can speak to our spirit, make us see what we cannot see with our own eyes.
Mm.
Now we go a bit further. I'll give a scripture that Maurice, like I mentioned as well in passing. In the book of Luke 4, even Isaiah mentioned, we talk about Isaiah 61. In the book of Luke 4, today I was dealing with the Messiah saying, I was anointed so that I may give to the blind their sight. I may allow them to recover their sight.
Mm.
And I went a bit down, deep, I tried to understand what was that. Was that, a physical sight? That we're blind physically and what? I come to understand it's not about physical sight per se, but about spiritually to see the things that we cannot see or explain with our own mind. To come to understand the things that we cannot understand with the way we reason. Now, he has come to give us, not to give one person, but to give all his children, to allow them to be able to see. That's why I always have a problem when somebody come and say, I see on your behalf. Like, example, you are coming to tell me that the Lord spoke to me and he showed me this on your behalf. I always say, okay, it's okay, but I cannot deny that because it can happen. But why is he not going to be able to make me see? Because he has come so that I may be able to see.
Mm.
Then if I can see, that's the reason why he came. I don't see why somebody else must come and speak on his behalf to me. I don't see that.
I see.
Whatever preaching might go on, but I must have the eyes to see what is being preached.
Mm-hmm.
I must have the eyes to see what has been said.
Mm-hmm.
I must have the eyes to see what has been proclaimed. Because if I'm unable to see that, it means I haven't been, enlightened. I haven't been revealed, as we can use the word revelation. I haven't been given that ability to see. Because here today, the Bible is stating that we are in Christ, seated above. We are seated in the heavens in Christ. That means Christ is at the right hand of the Father. That means you, I, and anybody who is a child of God, we are seated with Christ in the presence of the Father.
Mm.
Now, if we are in the presence of the Father, it means if the Father wants to speak to me, it doesn't cost anything. We are just sitting together at the same table. He can say something to me and I will hear. Why is he going to use someone else who was not even part of that conversation? Because these people come with was in the realm of the spirit whatsoever. I always say these are gimmicks. People are creating things. Because if you're talking about the realm of the spirit, means you are not seated with us around the table.
Mm.
You are not sitting with us around the Father. And the only way we can come to understand the Father is when you are seated in Christ. And by sitting in Christ, even when you're sitting in Christ, the only person who can see the Father is only Christ. We are just benefiting from him.
Mm.
That means, as Maurice Murak said, that we can get the glimpse. It can make us see a bit. Not everything. That's why, you know, if God reveals himself completely, he ceases to be God. If the Father reveals himself, he ceases to be the Father. He has to be the Father so that we may not come to know him completely. And we can only get a bit of him in Christ. And whatever a bit of him we see in Christ is enough for us to live on. You see how the mission of God is. Whatever we can get in Christ, it's big, it's huge, it's great enough for us to live on. While it's nothing to what the Father is. Because the Father is showing a bit. And you see, when Moses could see a bit of the back, for him it's like as if he has seen the whole thing. It's like for him the back was the best that he could see. When he could spend time with the Father to the mountain for 40 years, when he came down, his face, people could not see his face, could not look at him, because he was shining. That was the best that he could get. That's what the father does. We will never come to define him. We'll never come to get to that place of saying, this is the way he is. Wherever he shows, if the father today can show me something, I know it's not him, but it's just something of him. And that is enough for me to live on my whole time on this planet Earth. I will enjoy that and I will live on, and nobody will ever tell me that I never experienced the Father. And that's what he does with us almost on a daily basis, by revealing to us through his word. He has given his word as a daily bread. Whenever he comes to us, he makes us enjoy him. He makes us have that confidence. He makes us have that assurance that we are not lost, that we are with him. As Moruti Mwaka said, if somebody comes and say, explain to me what is faith, I'll say, I don't know. I cannot explain what is faith. If you say, explain to me how is the Father, how does he work, I'll say, I cannot even explain to you. He does the things in his own way. There's no formula that I'll tell you he does. It starts by here, there, and there, and there. That's why I always have a problem with all these people come with all these type of teachings, you know, step one, step two, step three of knowing God. I say, oh, what is this? Oh, we need to grow from one level to another. You know, I've gone to from this dimension. I said, no, please stop all this because you are confusing people. There's no step one, there's no step two, step three to know God. God, he has his own way. He reveals to people. He reveals himself to people. He does not follow your protocol that you bring up with step one, step two, step three. That's confusing because next time somebody else will come with his own story, and we'll have to follow and try to listen. Maybe we'll get him confused the more because we don't understand what he's talking about. And I believe the only way that, as the Bible says in the book of 1 John 2, 26, 27, 28, talks about that the time has come whereby we will be able to learn from the Father through the anointing that he has put inside of us. Not anything.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Professor, send us our WhatsApps. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. The mysteries concerning the Father.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha umzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
All right, and let's see. Mandle Nkosi says, good evening. I listened to your station daily. Your show is powerful. I am blessed. And Mandle Nkosi, we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's no one like him in our lives. It is him who talks, it is him who teaches, it is him who gives the information.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Eshla Ellen Andrews says, may the night bring you much needed rest and rejuvenation, sending you all warm hugs and good night wishes.
And she says, rest well, God bless you, family and friends. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. And also from Mark van Logeberg, it's also the same thing. Thank you very much. We really, really appreciate. And then, of course, let's listen to Babongani.
Greetings to you, Pastor Ray, your guest, and all the radio pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, mysteries concerning God. Mystery, okwakufihliwe noma okwakungaziwa kodwa khona manje sekuhambuliwe. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7 to 10. Kodwa sikhuluma ukuhlakanipha kukaNkulunkulu emfihlakalweni efihliweyo uNkulunkulu akumisela ngaphambili kube inkazimulo yethu kusukela kwaphakade. Okungaziwa namunye wababusi balesi sikhathi ngokuba uma bebekwazi babengayi kuyibethela esiphambanweni inkosi yenkazimulo. Kepha kunjengokuba kulotshiwe ukuthi lokho iso elingakubonanga nendlebe engakuzwanga okungavelanga enhliziyweni yamuntu uNkulunkulu akumisela abamthandayo ngokuba kithina uNkulunkulu ukuhambulile ngomoya ngokuba umoya uhlolisisa konke yebo nokujulileyo kukaNkulunkulu. A mystery is that which was not made known to the people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. Colossians chapter 1 verse 25 to 26, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. The truths were hidden from the prophets of old, but have been revealed plainly to us today. The mystery of God is the fulfillment of God's plan to bring his kingdom to earth through Christ. The kingdom has long been prophesied, but the how and when and by whom was not known until the time of Christ. It is in Christ that God has been manifested to all of humanity. John chapter 14 verse 9. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show me the Father? The mystery of God is God's plan of salvation through Jesus. We would never have been able to comprehend the way to eternal life without the coming of Jesus, his death and resurrection. The mystery of Christ is the great mystery for Christians, as he is both human and God. To know Jesus is to know God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 13. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. 13, for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. Christ means anointing or Messiah. He is the head and we are the body. Christ is not complete without his body. Christ is the anointed one and we are his anointed ones. The mystery of faith, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9. Not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. The faith that is rooted in Christ, for he is the truth and he is incapable of doing wrong. Only faith that is rooted in Christ is completely trustworthy. Therefore, it can be trusted to bring the results that God has conferred holy orders on. Living faith is its foundation and fulfillment in Christ. Christ is the source of our faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The mystery of the gospel, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. 20. For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. The mystery of the kingdom, Mark chapter 4, verse 11. And he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables. The mystery of what happens when we die, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 to 52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Babongani. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good. May his peace and his grace be upon you through and through. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. That's 0826572729. Let's hear what you say regarding this. And let me read something just after this. Hey, Jiffy.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. And Godfrey also says his name is Yahuwah. He says his name is Yahuwah. And he's quoting Romans 10:13, Romiyin, that is for everyone who calls on the name of the Elohim. That is what he says there. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. And of course, we need to hear from you also. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. We are touching base on this issue. Godfrey, what say you?
Good evening, my fellow brothers in the Most High, the chosen one, those who knows the mysteries of the Most High. The main mystery for me is that his kingdom is inside us. Christ told us that in Luke, that you shouldn't look for him anywhere in the desert, wherever. He's inside. The kingdom of the Most High is inside. That is a mystery. People think he's in the church, four walls, in the stadium, in the auditorium, somewhere where they travel to, or some mountain, or if I can go to Israel. No. He left the tomb. He's inside. Another mystery is that he revealed himself and his power to those who obey his commandment, those who fear him, and those who repented and accepted Yeshua. That is the mystery. Most of all, he wants us to fear him. We shouldn't fear. He tells us, don't fear anything on earth, but must fear him. We must fear the one who can kill the flesh and the soul. That is the mystery about him. And another mystery is that he cares for everyone. He makes it rain for those who love him and those who don't. Another mystery is that he's already completed, written the world. How it's going to end, where it comes from, where it is, the signs and the times and the prophecies through his prophets and through the book of Daniel, telling us the eschatology, the end times, and the book of Revelations. You read these two books first, then you understand him, his mysteries. But For me, I would like to say there's no mystery. There's nothing hidden to him from us. If you are in him, he said he'll reveal the truth to his followers and those who believe in him, those who love him. Like us, we know, we are seeing the signs of the times. We are seeing California burning after they were mocking him on some TV show. And then the wooden houses started burning. Millions of pride properties, expensive in Hollywood, where they make millions and got properties of $3 million and not, all into ashes. That's the mystery. He does that. When he wants to, when you're unprepared, he can do anything. Not saying that I am rejoicing, but I'm only pointing out that his mystery. He acts where you think he's not going to act. Just like this country, he's about to do some changes. They're going to come. He's going to reveal himself. But we're expecting his actions to happen because we're looking at the prophecies and the signs of the time. The people who don't know him, they won't know his mysteries. They're going to be hidden. The things that we learn from him are ukhanya. It's craziness to others, those who don't believe. That's the mystery and the beauty of it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, man. Blessings to you. And let's see. Godfrey says, Yahuwah Adonai. It's another message there. Thank you very much, sir.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Okay, coming to the end of it. And let me give you each just 1 minute and a half to conclude. Let me start with you, Muruti Mraka. In conclusion, what say you, sir? Because the word says in Romans, for who has known the mind of the Elohim, or who has become his counselor? That in itself is a very deep statement that says, look, no one will know his mind unless he reveals it by his spirit. And he reveals that which you need to know. And it is not completely that which he is. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed it is, my brother. And I want to go back to the one portion of scripture that Bab Bongani read. It is Colossians chapter 1. And I'm going to read from verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a servant according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me towards you, to make full the word of God, the mystery which was hidden from the eons and from generations, but now has been manifested to his saints. In short, all I want to say concerning this portion which I read is that as we have spoken of the different mysteries that we have seen in the Word, they are revealed now to whom? To His saints. Not only the prophets and apostles, but also to the saints in Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And Prof. Kabamba, your minute?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. And my last word would be that being in Christ, that makes the whole thing. Understanding the whole mystery of God is to be able to get into that counsel of the Son of the Father, to be in there, and by the help of the Holy Spirit, we can get to know Him, we can get to experience Him. That's the most important thing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Next week, let's touch the issue of the Sabbath, and we are not talking the legalism with regards to it, but what is the Sabbath according to the Father? What is the Sabbath? So we will be touching that next week. I trust the Father will do you good. We are not talking denominational philosophies, but we will be asking the question, what is the Sabbath? What does the Word say the Sabbath is all about? Thank you so much, Muruti Muraka. I really appreciate you, sir. Pass my regards to the family.
I will do so, sir. And I also appreciate you very much. I appreciate my brother, Prof. Kabamba. I appreciate those who participate on this program. Even those who are just listening and praying.
Thank
May
you.
God be glorified.
Hallelujah. Pastor Sam, much appreciations. I appreciate you so much, sir, and pass my regards to the family.
Thank you very much, and I do the same. I also appreciate you, man and man of God, and also Muruti Muraka. Please also say greetings, or I send greetings to your families. Just greet all of them and say that we love them very much. And thank you very much, Muruti Ray, for all that you're doing for us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good night to both of you. And, of course, we talk again the coming week. Tuesday Live, it's coming next week. And of course, Wednesday Live. Thank you so much for the calls, the WhatsApps. Thank you very much also for praying for us. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. To the King above all else, His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We give Him glory, majesty and honor. There's none like Him. And each and every time by His Holy Spirit, He guides us into all truth. All the glory goes to Him. We shall never make the mistake of taking the glory to ourselves. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda taking you through from me to the Rabbah.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Pila ubo minat, mamela inkubo zetu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.